Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's special guest is Stacey Barlow. She's an award-winning author, poet, and former radio host who has caught her own love star by persevering through life's challenges to have a healthy relationship with herself and others. Her book of poems, Rejuvenation, Innocent Until Proven Guilty, proves that you must let go of the past and the anger that festers inside yourself. So welcome, Stacey.
Thank you.
What do you mean by catching your love star?
What I mean by catching your own love star is where, if anything goes wrong in your life, find something that's deep inside you that you love to do and count your blessings. So that's when I say catch your love star. You could even count the stars. I know there are many stars in the sky, but that's a part of life. When things go wrong, you have to find things that make you happy and dig deep inside yourself.
Now, why do you think people don't always have their love star? Why do people hang on to the past even when it's painful?
They didn't let go of the past because they hold grudges. People hold grudges. And they just don't know how to let it go. And it's difficult when you hold on to something and it enters into you and just keeps you there. It keeps you stuck and you can't move on. And there's a process that has to happen when you do that. And it takes meditation. And sometimes it takes getting away from other people to be able to do that and find your space.
Now, what would you define as a love star? What is it exactly? You mentioned, is it just something that makes you happy? Is that the love star itself?
Yes, it's you find a spot or position within yourself that you feel within yourself that makes you happy. You open yourself up to it wide enough that you are able to show appreciation for it, whether it's your children, a pet, a favorite hobby, your husband or your wife, or even the star itself. Name that, and it will be as though you're talking to a higher power.
And so that's how you catch it. Once you have it, once you name it, once you own it, that's how you actually catch the love star.
Yes.
And now, what lessons have you learned, Stacey, from catching your own?
The lesson that I've learned is never to give up on love. Every day, someone is fighting for what they believe in. You meditate on the positives, and that's where something good is gonna, you find something good within yourself that happens.
Well, Stacey, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your insight on catching your own love star. And I want to tell our listeners that they can learn more about Stacey Barlow and be on the lookout for her upcoming book, Precious Jewels, as well as Don't Look Like What I've Been Through, on the website loveshouldnothurt.webs.com. Again, that's loveshouldnothurt.webs.com. You can also find Stacey on Facebook, facebook.com/RIUPG, and all the proceeds from her book will be donated to the Domestic Violence Prevention Center in her area. So again, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.